The following is brought to you by the Yoga Sanctuary, located in downtown Punta Gorda, Florida. Learn more by visiting our website, www.theyogasanctuary.biz.
Greetings, and welcome to Talk 1 in our 10-part series of Basic Mindfulness and Meditation Instruction. Each of these talks will begin with a discussion followed by a guided exercise or meditation. In Talk 2, I'll go into more detail about mindfulness and meditation practice. Before we do that, I'd like to introduce you to the idea of a person's direct experience versus their world of stories, concepts, and ideas. Some of the practices I introduce you to will, at first, seem counterintuitive. But I promise, the value will become evident with practice. Today's exercise involves the experience of eating a raisin. Much of our distractibility and stress is a result of our busy thinking mind. We don't set out to have an incessantly distracted mind. Our minds simply have a kind of momentum. It's as if our minds are on autopilot, frequently thinking the same or similar thoughts over and over again. Imagine having someone next to you narrating your thoughts day in and day out. I imagine you'd get pretty sick of it, maybe get a restraining order against them. Yet, here we are, stuck in patterns of repetitive thought, often negative, that keep us distracted and stressing out. And we don't just think these thoughts. We get all tangled up in them. So, how did we end up so entangled with our distracted, incessant thinking, and how do we get untangled? Thinking is when our awareness is in the world of stories, concepts, and ideas, usually about the past and future in some self-referential kind of way. Awareness of the sensations in our body is a direct experience that's always in the present moment. Understanding and recognizing the difference between these aspects of awareness in a person's first session will put them way ahead of the average beginning meditator. I find that a raisin works best for this exercise, but if you don't have a raisin, try and find another piece of fruit or even a raisin-sized piece of green pepper or something. Use your imagination. Go ahead and pause the talk now if you need to before we begin the exercise. Treat this guided session like a Simon Says kind of an exercise. If I tell you to put the raisin in your mouth, don't bite it or start chewing on it until I say so. Go ahead and take a comfortable seat. First, we'll explore how our mind tends to work on autopilot, becoming easily distracted away from our actual experience. Then, we'll explore directing our experience intentionally using a raisin as the tool. With the raisin in the palm of your hand or on a surface in front of you, I'd like you to explore your thoughts or concepts about the raisin. This small object has a history, a past, and a future. Where did it come from? Is it from California or China? At some point, it was a grape on a vine. Perhaps you had raisin experiences when you were a kid. Maybe you liked raisins. Maybe not. When I was a kid trick-or-treating, I didn't like getting those little red boxes of raisins at all. I wanted candy, not stupid raisins. What about the future of the raisin after you eat it? What if you don't eat it? What if you let it rot and get moldy? What about the future of all raisins if California breaks off and sinks into the Pacific? This is the world of thinking, concepts and ideas about the raisin and not the direct experience of the raisin. Now, I'd like you to imagine you've never seen a raisin before. Without history, knowledge, concepts, or ideas, it's just a small, curious thing. With our eyes, closely examine this thing. notice that we can redirect our awareness away from thinking and into what this strange little object actually looks like. We do this by being curious and putting aside any preconceived ideas about it. This thing, right here, right now, what does it look like? On closer inspection, we may notice more color variations than before, lots of texture, perhaps some crystallized sugars on it. Then the mind may drift back into thinking. If someone saw me doing this, they'd think I'm on drugs. You may wonder, what does this have to do with meditation? Suddenly, you realize you've wandered off into thinking and stopped paying attention. No problem. That's what minds do. They get dragged back into concepts and ideas on autopilot. By being curious and remembering our intention to investigate the raisin, you can redirect awareness back to the visual experience of the raisin, right here, right now. So pick up the small object, the thing called raisin, gently with your thumb and a forefinger. Using the sense of touch and the fingers, lightly roll it around, experiencing the direct, in-the-moment feel of the raisin. Bumpiness, roughness, softness, hardness, temperature. The mind may wander off again into concepts and ideas. No problem. Just redirect awareness back to the experience of an object between a thumb and a forefinger. Now, paying attention to the act of moving your arm and hand, slowly bring the object closer to your ear. Putting slight pressure on it now, notice the feel of it changing. Roll it around. See if you can hear any sounds. Your mind may wander off. Maybe the exercise seems silly. Just notice you've drifted back into thinking and come back to the direct experience of feeling and hearing this object between your fingers. Now, bring the object directly under your nose, paying attention to the arm and hand as it's brought close to your face. Perhaps close your eyes. See if your sense of smell improves without the sensory input of seeing. Notice what the object smells like. Does the smell bring about thinking, thoughts, concepts, ideas? Just notice that and go back to the direct experience of the nose smelling an object. Now, paying attention to the ever so slight movements of the muscles in the arm and the hand, bring the object in contact with your lips. Notice that many things may be going on in your direct experience. There's the sense of an object now in contact with the lips, perhaps slight movement of the arms, small changes of the object's position against the lips. The mind may go back into thinking or concepts. Just bring your attention back to the direct experience again. You may notice some anticipation of eating the raisin, if you like them, or aversion if you don't. Is the mouth salivating? Can you smell it? Here comes the Simon Says part of the exercise. Go ahead and put the small, textured, fragrant object on your tongue and close your mouth without chewing or biting, and just let it rest there. Notice the texture, the temperature. You may or may not actually taste a little bit. Again, your mind may drift off into thoughts and concepts. You may have a strong urge to bite down on it. Just notice this and bring your awareness back to the direct experience of small object in mouth. Go ahead and roll the object around in your mouth a bit. Let it find its way between your upper and lower teeth and paws. Now, bite down, only once, and hold your teeth together without biting a second time. What's that like? All of a sudden, taste, a change in the texture of the object, its size, more saliva in the mouth. Just pause and observe the direct experience. Your mind may wander off. You may feel a strong desire to chew. Allow the teeth to open up a bit with a gap. See if you can allow the object to roll around your tongue again. The object has changed. Perhaps there's two of them now. It's squishy, more flavor. You may notice more smell as well. Notice the urge to chew and swallow. And go ahead and honor that urge. Go to town. Just chew it up, trying to notice as much as you can about the experience. Moving jaw, tongue pushing bits around, salivating, swallowing, and so on. Feel the movement in the throat when swallowing. Take a moment to finish it off. Notice how the experience lingers a bit. Is it possible to feel that tiny object all the way down in your belly? During this entire exercise, your body has been in contact with a chair, your feet with the ground, or the inside of your shoe. The sensations or sensory information of these bodily contact points was available to you the whole time you were doing the raisin exercise. But because you were intentionally directing your awareness to the exercise, you didn't register them. Now that I'm pointing them out, you direct your present moment awareness to them, and there they are. You've intentionally become aware of your bodily situation. Situational awareness of contact with your seat, feet on the floor. Frequently, when we're driving our car, we're doing it on autopilot while our awareness is busy, churning away with concepts and ideas. Suddenly, we run into a torrential downpour. Visibility is down to a few feet, and all at once, we are very much in tune with the direct experience of driving a car. We're no longer lost in concepts and ideas. Suppose I walk into my house, absentmindedly set down my car keys while I'm thinking about dinner, and spend an hour the next day trying to find those stupid keys. Is there value in learning to pay attention to what we're doing while we're doing it? In order to be aware of what I'm doing when I set down my keys, I take a moment to come out of my ruminations, stories, concepts, and ideas long enough to pay attention with intention to what I'm actually doing. This is the basis of mindfulness and the tool that allows you to accomplish this deliberate untangling from concepts and ideas is curiosity. As you go about your daily life, try paying more attention to the direct experiences instead of just going around on autopilot lost in thinking. The temperature change going from inside to outside, the texture of the things you touch, the feeling of your feet contacting the floor as you walk, and particularly the experience of eating. Set down your spoon or fork between bites and get out of your head and into your direct experience of eating. You may just find that the experience is a lot more pleasant than you thought. Thanks for listening. I hope you find this useful.